The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Let's start over. We want to welcome everybody to the broadcast today. I want to deal with doing these two simple things will bring success and true biblical prosperity. Again, at the beginning of this, I said that the hyper prosperity message or the gospel has come along and has distorted a lot of this. And therefore, a lot of people don't want to open their ears to true biblical prosperity. So I want to teach you today on just two simple things that if we implement these two simple things, then according to the word of God, you will succeed and you will prosper. Yes, that's in your Bible, believe it or not. So let's go there. Again, I apologize for the beginning of this. All you guys on YouTube won't see that, but at the beginning of this, the camera fell over, so we had to put that back up. So again, that's what happens when you're on live broadcast sometimes. So let's go to this. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. If you're just joining us today, again, I'm going to give you two simple things according to the word of God that will bring success and prosperity. And this is not my opinion. This is the word of God. Ready? Joshua chapter 1 and 8. This book of the law, the word of God, that's the book of the law. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. But listen to what it says, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. So did you catch that? He says, don't let the word depart from your mouth. Listen, it cannot, the only way that it can depart from your mouth is if it departs from your heart. You get the word in your heart by reading it, hearing it, meditating on it day and night. It gets in your heart and it comes out of your mouth. So listen, the word of the Lord says, don't let the word depart from your mouth. Keep it in your mouth. Keep it on your lips. Keep it in your vocabulary and meditate on it day and night. You've heard me teach on this. Many of you guys who have been longtime viewers of this, the word meditate here in the Hebrew, it actually means it's a picture of a cow chewing on the cud. It's chewing on it. It would be like us chewing on a piece of steak and you just continually chew on it and get the nutrients and the juices going. And you just, instead of just chewing it and swallowing it, you just chew on it for a long period of time. And this is what this is a picture of. It's taking the word of God, hearing the word, observing the word, absorbing the word, and just meditating on it, going out throughout the day and reading a scripture that you read that morning in your devotional time, and you ponder on it. You meditate. That's what that word means. It's a picture of that. You're just chewing on that word. You're speaking it to yourself and you're dissecting it. You're doing a Greek word study, a Hebrew word study. You're doing a concordance. You're breaking that down. So this book, the word of the Lord, the written word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and then observe to do it. So it's not just hearing it, but it's doing it. And listen what he says, for then you will make your way prosperous. Say, I want somebody to say this with me, because listen, prosperity is not heresy. Prosperity is not of the devil. Prosperity is not a bad thing. In fact, your Bible says, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. 3 John 2. The word of the Lord says, let them shout for joy and let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I said he has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I want you to say this with me. Say, then I will make my way prosperous. How am I going to do that? By, again, reading the word and doing the word. Listen to this. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. I want you to say this with me. Say, God wants me to be successful. Again, I know people are freaking out right now. Well, you sound like one of those motivational speakers or those prosperity preachers. No, again, there is a true biblical prosperity. And that's what I'm trying to teach you today, that there is a true biblical prosperity, that God does find pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, that God does want you to prosper, but not this distortion of the prosperity gospel that we're used to coming from Christian television. Okay. Let me show you some more about it. Let's go to the New Testament. And I want to read this here. So it was as the multitude pressed about Jesus to hear the word of God. I said they pressed about him to hear the word of the Lord. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. And then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. Now notice what Jesus was doing. He was preaching the word of the Lord. When he stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." So notice he gave a command. He spoke a word here. But Peter answered and said to him, "Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." Listen, let me say it again. "Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." So notice that Jesus spoke a word, but Peter had to be a doer of the word. And as a result of hearing and doing, watch what happens. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. Now, by the way, these guys weren't just fishing as recreational, or they weren't fishing just to have fun or as a leisure or as a pastime. They were fishing for their livelihood. This was their job. This was their career. Guys, listen, if you're watching this by Facebook, I'm seeing a lot of freezing up. This is why we record this, and this is why we say go to the podcast and go to YouTube, because I don't know what the deal is with Facebook, but it has a lot of issues, and we hope to get that resolved in the coming weeks ahead. But again, this will be, you can go back and watch this on podcast and YouTube, and you won't, these sound issues won't be there and the video freeze up. So just hang in there with me, you guys that are live on Facebook. All right. So remember, so Jesus gave this word. He gave them a command. He preached the word, and then there was recipients of the word. So there was a process of receiving and a process of obeying. And as a result, it changed their livelihood. Now, yes, I know these guys left their fishing business, but again, this was their livelihood. This wasn't something they were doing for leisure time. So I'm trying to tell you that if you listen to me, whatever your career is, whatever your occupation is, you may be a businessman. You may work in an office. You may work in a factory. You may work in an industry. You may, whatever your career, whatever your occupation is, you may be a minister of the gospel. I'm telling you, according to the word of the Lord, if we hear the word, read the word, observe the word, absorb the word, and be a doer of it and obey it, God, according to the word of the Lord, he will prosper you and you will have success. So notice here that when Peter obeyed the word of the Lord, there were so many fish that came in that he had to beckon partners to come and help him to pull up the catch. Had to pull up the catch because the catch was so great. And you know what this reminded me of? Malachi chapter 3. In that context, it talks about tithing. It talks about making a covenant with God, with your finances, and honoring Him, the first fruits of your increase. He says in there, try me not and see if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive it. Notice Peter had a catch so big that he had not room enough to receive it. Oh, listen, you may not get excited about this, but I'm telling you, when you get this revelation that God is for you and not against you, that He loves you, He's got a plan for you, He wants you to be successful, and He wants you to prosper in all that you lay your hands to do. Well, brother, I wanted to get on here and hear about the Antichrist and the false prophet and about the mark of the beast and all that stuff. Listen, we've got a million articles on that stuff. We've done updates every single year on that stuff. We have preached all that stuff. And I'm telling you, and the reason why we have shifted our gears to more equipping the saints and equipping the church is because we got a lot of people in the church that can tell you 12 or 15 points on the Antichrist, but they can't get personal victory. They can't get deliverance over something. They don't even know the fundamental elementary principles of Christ. So listen, if this offends you, go find another channel, go find another ministry that's going to keep talking about and keep making assumption of who the Antichrist is. And all the while, you're going to keep losing battles because you refuse to be equipped and discipled in the word of the Lord. I'm trying to help somebody today. Yeah, we're going to preach on the Antichrist. We'll preach on the false prophet, and we'll preach on the mark of the beast and all these things about end times. But listen, the Bible says one of the great signs of the end times is a falling away or defection of truth. I believe the more rooted and grounded you are, the more apt that you're not to be blown by every wind of doctrine that comes along. We got a lot of people that are jumping from doctrine to doctrine, to church to church, and theology to theology, and they don't know what they truly believe because they're not willing to get rooted and grounded in the word. Oh, I'm going to keep preaching today, whether you want to hear it or not. Listen what David said in the book of Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1, listen to this. David says this, says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor does he sit in the seat of the scornful. And by the way, you know what that implies to me? That just because, listen, if you really hear the word and you be a doer of the word, you're not going to hang around with the same crowd you used to. You're not going to keep doing the same things you used to. You're not going to be living the same sinful life you used to. Because when you really get the word in you and you obey the word, it's going to cause a separation process where the Lord says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you unto myself. So if you think you're going to make Jesus and God a slot machine where you can just, well, I'm just going to read my Bible because I can become rich, it don't work like that. So in the process of obedience or obedience to the word, it's not just reading the word, and but in that last part where it says be a doer of the word, that means, come on, that means it's going to cost you some stuff. That means you're going to have to leave some stuff. That means you're going to have to walk away from some folks. That's what that means. So listen, David said, blessed, highly favored is the man or woman who chooses not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Who do you got counseling you? Who do you got giving you advice? Who are you hanging out with? Because who you hang out with, who you're yoked with, and who you associate with is who ultimately you're going to become. And David says, blessed and highly favored is those who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do they sit in the path of the sinners. They're not hanging out with them, yoked with them, bonding with them. Come on. Nor do they sit in the seat of the scornful. Now, it's interesting that he talks about standing and sitting, which are two different postures. It's one thing to be standing, Because when you're standing, you're able to quickly move from about one place to another. But when you're sitting, you're comfortable. Oh, come on. I believe there's two types of people listening to this today. You got some folks that are standing around. You're standing in places and standing in situations and circumstances that you shouldn't be standing in. You're standing, meaning that you're kind of hanging out. You don't really want to sit down and get too comfortable with this crowd, but at the same time, you're still hanging out. But then there's another group that you've moved beyond this. You're not in the in-between states. You're not in even in the lukewarm state. You're sitting down. Come on, you're sitting on the couch with your feet up on the table and you're relaxed and you're comfortable in ungodliness and wickedness and abominations, and you're just hanging out with these folks. And it's normal to you and comfortable. But David says, then he goes on, he says, but blessed and highly favored is the man whose delight, whose joy is in the law of the Lord. Or what we would translate today under the new covenant is whose delight is in the word of the Lord. Listen, and in his law or his word, he meditates day and night. He just repeated exactly what Joshua just said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. So again, come on. Delight, there's a delight and a joy in the man of who or woman who finds this delight or joy in reading, hearing the word of the Lord and meditating on it day and night. Now watch this. As a direct consequence to that, David said that they will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever they do shall prosper. I said they shall prosper. So you just had Joshua confirm this. Now David's confirmed this. And I just showed you a picture of this in the New Testament. So do I got anybody that's listening today or watching today? And listen, and you are praying and believing the Lord for God to prosper you and for you to have success at what he's put in your heart. Listen, who do you think put those desires in your heart? The Bible says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he shall give you the desires of your heart. You think the devil wants you to succeed at your job and at your career and succeed as a husband or succeed as a wife or succeed as a pastor, or succeed as an evangelist or succeed at whatever you put your heart to do according to the will of God? No, that was put in you by the Lord who wants you to prosper. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of him. How powerful is that? But here's the key. If we ask anything according to his will, I just read to you 3 John 2, beloved, above all things. I said above all things. I wish that thou may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Guys, that's a threefold prosperity right there. That is prosper. Listen, he said, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou may prosper financially and be in health, even as your soul prospered, even as your soul prospers. So there's yes, God wants you to financially prosper, but then he wants your health to prosper. I believe Psalms 91 verse 16, that says, with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you the joy of your salvation. I said with long life, I believe that God wants us to be healthy. But we fight him a lot of times because we eat whatever we want. We do whatever we want. We ignore the doctor. We ignore our body. We ignore the warnings. Come on, somebody. And that's why the Bible says that if you neglect or you destroy the temple, then we've all read this and it says, then God will destroy him. But you know, but that's really a horrible translation and without understanding the Greek understanding of that, because when you break it down in the Greek, what it really means is in the Greek, it means that if you start destroying your temple, your physical body through substance abuse, through drugs, through alcohol, yes, smoking, eating the wrong things, doing the wrong things, neglecting it, whatever, then at the end of that passage there, in the Greek, it means, the Greek understanding of that is that God will not intervene. He will sit back and he will allow us to destroy our own bodies. Why? Because he's not going to force you to do these things. You have a free will. There's a lot of, did you know in Ecclesiastes, it says, why should you die before your time? Did you know that's in your Bible? Why should you die before your time? How many people do you and I know that they got sick at an early age? They got heart disease at an early age, this and that and this. Now, listen, don't get mad at me and write me an ugly letter and email, because I understand some things are hereditary, some things are passed down. But I'm going to tell you, so I don't want to get into a whole rant on this, but I'm going to tell you, most of the time, I said most of the time, it is that stuff is learned and passed down. We learn how to eat from our parents, and our parents learn how to eat from their parents. Listen, I'm Italian. You don't think my family knows how to eat? You don't think my family knew how to eat? You don't think they like pasta and cheese and meatballs and all this stuff? And listen, you know what pasta and meatballs and cheese will do for you? Not only will it put weight on you, but it'll kill you quick. Yes, it's good. I can't lie. I'm not going to lie today because I'd have to repent. It is good, but it is not good for you. Hello. So what I'm saying is, a lot of people die before their time because of ignorance. Hosea said, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge and because they've rejected it. But the word of the Lord says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Whew. Let me give you one example of that. It is the will of God that none perish, but all come to repentance and the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So listen, God said, it's the will of God that none perish. So you don't have to be, you don't have to stay up at night wondering if it's God's will for your parent to be saved, your husband to get saved, your messed up uncle, your neighbor, your coworker, your friend. You don't need to be going, oh God, if it's your will, then I pray they be saved. It is his will. The Bible says it's the will of God that none perish. So listen, when you're praying for them to be saved, you don't have to sit there and question, oh, I wonder if God hears me. Oh, I wonder if it's his will. No, he says, if we'll ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And you say, what does this got to do with the topic today? Here's what I got to tell you. I just proved to you today that God delights in you prospering. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. He wants you to do all things through Christ who strengthened you. So if that, knowing that, come on, you need to begin to come in partnership and become into agreement with the word of God. Meditate on that word. Observe to do it. Be obedient into that area in which God, that you're believing God for, and watch him open the windows of heaven. Watch him promote you. Watch him prosper you. Come on, somebody. Watch him make you the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. John 14, 13 and 14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Guys, I am blown away. Can I just talk? Come on. Can I have a little testimony for Jesus for a moment? I am blown away every single day at where I am at 44 years of age. Because listen, I know y'all didn't know who I used to be, but I am very acquainted of who I used to be and what I was and what I was headed to be and what I didn't have and what I could have been. And I'm telling you, I am thankful every single day, and I am blown away by what God has done through me, through my life, through my family, come on, and through this ministry every single day. And I know it is an absolute testimony that not only is God alive, somebody on the broadcast said, God is not real. Oh, honey, listen, if you knew who I was and what I came out of beforehand and see what I am today and what God has done through this ministry and what God's done in my children and what God has done in my marriage in 21 years, there is no way you would deny that there's not a God, because if it had not been for the Lord, I'm telling you, I would not be, this ministry would not be, and we would not be doing what we're doing today. I'm trying to tell you today, if somebody's listening to me, that if you'll ask anything in His name, He wants to be glorified. You know what? You know why God wants to prosper you? You know why God wants you to be the head and not the tail? You know why God wants you to be healed? He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to be set free. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to do these things. Why? It's because He knows that He knows who you used to be, and He wants to be glorified. He wants to be testified. He wants to show up and show out in your life, in your job, in your family, in your marriage, in your neighborhood. Listen, He wants you to go back to the old people and the old crowd that you used to hang around with that said that you would never amount to anything, and you can come through the front door and say, I know you said that I would never amount to nothing. You said that I'd never be successful. You said I'd be in jail. You said I'd be broke. You said I'd be dead by the age of this and or that. But look what the Lord has done in me. Come on. He's healed my body. He set my feet upon a solid rock and established my goings. Come on. He's given me a wonderful marriage. Come on. I wish somebody would testify today. I know I'm not alone today on this broadcast today. And if I had a microphone and you guys were in this room right now, I could pass that microphone and people would start testifying. And then this brother would testify. And this sister would testify. And people would be encouraged. And people would be edified. And I feel the Holy Ghost messing with me right now as I am preaching. I'm telling you, God is looking for situations to show up and show out in our lives if we'll give Him room to do it. If we'll just, come on, Peter. I know you've toiled all night and you've done what you know to do. You know how to fish. That's your occupation. You knew what lures to use. You knew what bait to use. You knew all the hot spots at the lake to fish in, and you didn't catch anything. But just give Jesus a chance. Just give Him an opportunity. Just hear His word. Listen to His word and be obedient to His word and watch Him use what you're familiar with. Come on. And put the blessing of God on it and watch it magnify and watch it increase tenfold. Come on, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And whatever you ask in my name, that I'll do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Listen to this. Wow. Did you hear that? Let me read it one more time. We're going to close. Because you got to get this in your spirit today. And this is John 14, 13 and 14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. Remember, it's got to be according to His will. Come on, you can't. Listen, if you ain't serving God and you don't sow into His kingdom, you don't go to church, you neglect the word of God, you're going to keep sinning and doing what you want to do. You ain't going to go. You're not going to go down to a Mercedes car lot and stand in the parking lot and name it and claim it. And God's going to give it to you. That, my friend, is the distortion of the prosperity gospel. It don't work like that. That's not what God's about. But I'm telling you, he says that if you'll do according to my word, my son, come on, the father says, my son's going to be glorified through you. God wants to be glorified through you. So I'm going to pray for some folks today. I know this is a little bit different today, but I'm telling you, people, I feel it in my spirit today that people's being encouraged today. People's being edified today. Okay? So this is what we're going to do. I want to pray for you right now where you're at. Here's what I'm going to pray. Just give me just a second, guys. I want the Holy Spirit to direct me on how I'm supposed to pray for this right now. So let's just pray for a second. Father, I thank you today for this word. You said in your word that the word of the Lord will not return void, but it will go forth and it will establish that thing it's sent forth to do. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you would guide my words, guide my mind and my spirit today into the direction in which I am supposed to pray for the people here today according to this message. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that those that are listening behind this microphone, behind that camera today, Lord, again, I ask that you would deposit a hunger of the word of the Lord in their hearts today, that they would pick up that Bible, pick up that word of the Lord, get that audio Bible, whatever the case may be. You say faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Lord, that we would hear that word, that we would digest that word, that we would meditate on that word, and then we would apply that word and do that word. And Lord, you said, and Lord, in the process of that, Lord, that we would begin to separate ourselves as the Holy Spirit leads us. And we know that the Holy Spirit leads us to consecrate ourselves, sanctify ourselves, and set ourselves apart from the world. Lord, you said that we're to be in this world, but not of this world. And as we are obedient to your word, and as we heed your word and read your word and meditate on your word, Lord, you said in your word that then we shall prosper and then we shall have success. And Lord, I believe there's some folks that are listening today and they are lovers of the word of the Lord. They're obedient to your word. They're faithful in their finances, faithful in their time, faithful in their commitment to you and to the local church and the body of Christ and the gathering of other believers is the matter of some. Lord, they have been obedient. And Lord, some of them have become weary and well-doing. But you said in your word that be not weary and well-doing, for in due season they shall reap if they faint not. So God, just based upon your word, I thank you that you're prospering them. Lord, I thank you that you're opening the windows of heaven for them. You're promoting them. You're elevating them. You're giving them favor. You're giving them success. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, I declare doors are opening, Lord, quickly in Jesus' name. Opportunity is coming in Jesus' name. Angelic favor is coming in Jesus' name. Angels are going before them. Lord, just like Joshua, the Bible says, that the angel of the Lord went before Joshua and prospered the way in which he went. Lord, you said of Hezekiah, the Lord prospered him that he could build. Oh, I got a word. When I said that, just something was quickened to me. Somebody listening to this by podcast or by YouTube, God has deposited in you a vision. You've got a dream or a vision. It's like Habakkuk. You write the vision down and you make it plain so that it may speak and those who read it may run with your vision. And you've been believing and praying and asking the Lord to prosper you so that you can fund, come on, what you're believing for. But the Bible says that as God prospered Hezekiah, he began to build that which was deposited, come on, in his heart. So I'm telling you, I'm just going to come into agreement with somebody today as you are asking the Lord to prosper and fund the thing that you feel like God has put in your heart to do. It may be a missionary work. It may be building an orphanage. It may be planting a church. It may be sowing a seed into a ministry. It may be getting out of debt. It may be helping somebody else get out of debt. Come on, somebody. I don't know what it is, but God does. And I'm coming into agreement with you for your breakthrough and for favor and for you to prosper and succeed in the very thing that God has deposited in your heart. In Jesus' name, I pray it today. If this is, listen, if you receive this in any way, form, or fashion today, I want you to give the Lord a praise, a hand clap, a thank you, Jesus, an amen, or all of the above. Come on. So again, guys, I thank you today for hopping onto this broadcast. And again, we want to give you some information, of course, on how to keep up with and be connected with our ministry right there. That's going to come up on your screen. EndTimeHeadlines.com, EndTimeHeadlines.org. That is where you're going to keep up with our ministry. Listen, I know some of y'all, if this is your first time joining us on podcast or on YouTube today or Facebook, you came on here because you saw End Time Headlines and you were expecting some kind of word on eschatology. We do preach that. We preach on the end times. We preach on eschatology. But I'm telling you, there is a void in the body of Christ for people being equipped and edified and discipled. And we need that today. We need this today. So again, that's where you're going to find us, endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. Again, if you do not have our app, we do have a free, I said free, app, and it is available on the Google Play Store. It's available on the Apple Play Store. Just type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo. It's right there in front of you on the screen. If you're listening by podcast, again, type in End Time Headlines at the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. You'll find End Time Headlines. Download that. You'll get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our podcasts, our YouTube updates, all that. It's going to be right there at the bottom. You're going to find all that information as well. And as always, guys, please don't forget to follow us. You can follow us. We're all over the place. We're on the major, as long as we can, at least we're going to remain there. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, but we're also on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Telegram. So we're on all in MeWe. We're on these as well. So we probably need to update that right there. We're on more than just these five networks. We're on about eight different networks across social media. If you've not yet checked out Watchman Media Network, you can find that when you go to our main website. You're going to see right up at the top, or either if you're on mobile, you're going to see the little menu tab. Click down. You're going to see Watchman Media Network. If you're on your desktop, laptop, whatever the case may be, you're going to see that tab. Click on there. I believe you'll be blessed by this network that we have created of many voices, many different voices who we believe are our frontline watchmen in this hour. And listen, I'm not trying to compete with anybody. That's not what we're doing here today. What we're trying to do again is inform you guys know this by now. We want to inform you, equip you, edify you, disciple you. That's what our main objective is. And if you believe in what we do, if this ministry is a continual source of information, blessing, equipping, edifying, discipling. Some of y'all don't have a home church. This is your home church. All we ask you to do is please be obedient to the Holy Spirit, what he asked you to do. Some of you, it may be a one-time gift, and because I understand you may have a home church already, whatever the case would be. But some of you, God's, you know, he may call you to partner with us, a monthly partnership. And again, I believe you're mature enough to hear from the Lord and what he would have you to do. Again, we don't manipulate people. That's not what we're about. Again, you could do that several different ways. You can give by the app right there on the screen. If you scroll down to the bottom of the app, click on the donate button. It's going to take you to an electronic page in which you can give electronically. If you do not have the app yet, I don't know why, but if you don't, go to the main website and you're going to find a donate place. There's places all over the place that says donate. Click on there. And again, you can give by check or money order. And you can do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, right there on the screen, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, we love and appreciate all of our partners, supporters, and our listeners to the broadcast. And we hope that this message today has been a blessing to you. And we will be back on here Wednesday, and we will either have a prophetic message, or we're going to have another equipping message like this today. So until then, guys, God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.